Moses, Book of Exodus, from slavery to liberty, freedom. What made America is exactly going from slavery, even though we weren't slaves, going from slavery to Britain, because Britain decided to build an empire and it had to collect money from Americans. It's the same thing the IRS does. It's the same thing anyone does. You do owe the government something, but that something should not be onerous, should not be robbing you. And especially those that are in charge today who want to waste all of the middle class, totally destroy us so that we'll be poor. And so the middle class is the only hope. The rich won't give you anything, and the poor are so busy they don't know anything, and they're usually the recipients. So therefore, only the middle class could make you free. And those that actually set us free were from the middle class. And they were, some had great wealth, Carter and so on in Virginia, but most of them did not. So the southern planters tended to build Georgian houses just like they did in England. But everyone was agreed on one thing, that liberty created the United States of America. Without liberty, without being independent of England and free on our own to self-govern, we would never be the nation we are today and are losing every single day. So because of that, you might be despairing, you might be sad. But as we just read in the third chapter of Exodus, God said to Moses, who had escaped Egypt. Now he's quite old, and all of a sudden he goes and sees this burning bush, and it has fire in it, but it's not consumed. That's a picture of these last days, when the fire is to destroy the wicked and to set you free forever. Now you say, we've already been free, let's just fight for it. You can't do it. God wants you to go through this affliction today so that you can experience someone who's under totalitarian government. Today we're the same as Russia. Today they intend to make us the same as India. They intend to destroy us and wipe us off the face of the earth. But I, for one, don't believe it. I, for one, do not believe it. I don't believe man can do whatever man wants to do. In other words, I believe that man is not the measure of anything. But the philosophy today in Biden, Hillary, Bill, Obama, Clapper, all those people, they believe that they are fulfilling their own will. In other words, that's what they want, is to destroy the Republican Party. That was the only hope for America. And most of the Republicans actually are with them. There's a lot of Republicans right here in Dallas that are with the enemy. And they want us to be communist. They want us to be lesbians. They want us to be homosexuals. They want us to be something other than what we have been for all these years. So they have to destroy the Bible. That's the only book you have. And since you didn't pay attention to it, he will allow them to do that unless he intervenes. So he's looking for a hot church, not a lukewarm church. You cannot compromise with the world. So everything that they're planning should work, but I guarantee you it will never work. Guaranteed.
Amen.
So why I'm preaching to you out of the book of Exodus, because it's a scary book about them trying to get out of Egypt. And they had a lot of detours. They had even some of the people said, let's just stay here and get the onions and leeks. It may be bad, but better to have a little bit of slavery. People are doing that today.
Yeah.
If I have to take the vaccine, I'll take it. If I have to do this, if I have to do that. You're a slave if you do. Not only that, if you're pregnant, you may never have a baby. I tell you, this thing is poison. And I really don't care what it is. It's not what we had in the Bible and in the Constitution. So the Constitution sets you free, but people have robbed it of you. You don't know it, but they have. And so I intend to make Texas free before I die. And if we could just have it here, we would change the whole world. There would be revival in the world. A remnant, to be sure. Not all. Some. But that's all God wants, is the some. The valuable part. Those who have faith in Jesus. The wicked, the unbeliever, and that's your wickedness, is that you want to be an unbeliever. So they're trying to get our young people today. If they could get a hold of the kindergartners and preschools and so on and so forth, they could then brainwash them so that they can't think right. Okay. It's a somber message, but it's true. It's not a theory. It's actually being executed right now. And they intend to destroy every Christian that's on the face of the earth, just like Santa Anna did. And he formed an idea of exterminating every American in Texas. Exterminating means not let one live. So then he gets our land, all of our improvements, and boy, he would then be the hero for the day. And these are dreams that Biden has. These are dreams that he's speaking, of course, for Obama, and that message about being Islamic or being homosexual or being in bondage to this world. So I want you to know, by reading through it, I'm reading through the worst book I can read. That is when they were under a law for 430 years. And for 400 of those years, they were in charge and we weren't until Moses came. And why would God pick out Moses, who was a Hebrew child that should have been drowned the minute he was born in the Nile River? And King Tut the First, I have pictures of him. King Tut the First, he came up with that idea. But his daughter, so he's the man, she's the woman. The woman usually represents the church. Bad church, good church, but it's the church. So because of that, he was invited to go to him and said, I want you to go to the Pharaoh and he won't listen to you. What a message for God. And he won't listen to you. Like, you cannot speak to those that are wicked today. You cannot. They've already got their religion. They're idolaters, leads to immorality, opioids and all that kind of stuff, which always leads to injustice. So immorality always comes from idolatry. Someone is being an idol today, Biden or Obama or the deep state, whatever you want to call it. And so I want you to know that what I'm saying today, I shouldn't be allowed to say, but because, like Moses, I've come to tell you the word of the Lord. It's not going to happen. So it looks like today we're in trouble, but you're not, because we're Christian, not just Moses. By the way, Moses is not your savior. Being under the law is not your savior. What they want to do today is get laws on you. You have to take this vaccine. You have to give us your guns. You have to do this and you have to do that. So you're a slave again. And even though some might want to match up with that and say, well, I'll do it. I think I can make it. You won't make it. God is weighing out everybody today to see whether you trust him and will become hot, passionate. So you're not part of the world. You're part of heaven. Amen. You're not part of the world. You're part of heaven. So heaven is your home. And they would like every young person to believe in man. So either man is the measure of all things or God is. I'm on the side of God. I believe that no man measures anything at all. Nothing. So man is not the measure of anything. But today, you either want to be a billionaire or a lesbian or a transvestite or whatever, whatever they do today. It's all garbage and rubbish. Now, does God like that? No. It's the enemy. But they have a right because they have a will. And they will not to do what God wants. They want to be God. They don't want to be like God. They want to be God. They don't want to be like God. The younger generation is not prepared, especially if you start at kindergarten. They will brainwash them right away and teach you things, and you're not going to be erasing. You can't erase it. Only God can come down and erase it. So the second coming of Christ is around the corner. In other words, it's the next thing on God's agenda. And so right now you're in the beginning of sorrows, but Israel will then be destroyed also. But it's not going to happen. I just told you, it's not going to happen. Because God notices everything, and God is the only God, and there's not two gods, or three, or 50, or 1,000. There's only one, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They always agree. So, this generation is up for grabs. Abortions, you know, people aborting babies, all that. And that's part of the world today. That's the way the world is. And we thought we had it made. Wait here till Jesus comes back. Not going to happen that way. So you're in the age of Laodicea, the last church, which says the only sin in this day is to be a lukewarm church. They're not after anybody else. If the church today is lukewarm, and it is, it's compromised, then many people will go with the world because you love this world more than you love life with God. So it's a somber message. That's a true message. But I have good news for you. It's never going to happen. Why? Because God is good. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's kind. He is everything he said he is. So, I'm going to teach you two words today. The first word is boo. Could you all say boo?
Boo.
Boo. And that's B-O-U. Boo. Just like you. Boo. So, bulema. L-E-M-A. So, bulema. B-O-U-L-E-M-A. Bulema is God's eternal will, intention, purpose, and he decreed it before the foundation of the world. So, bulema is contrasted with thelema, T-H-E-L-E-M-A. T-H-E-L-E-M-A. E-M-A. So that those two words, the first one is an eternal decree before the foundation of the world. The first one is before he even created the world. There was no world. He created it just by speaking a word, and the world was created. Let there be light, and so on. So you cannot learn this in school today. Even a Christian school, they will make sure the Christians can't keep going. But I'm telling you something that you can't learn. you can only learn it here. And I don't know how long I'll be able to speak openly. I'm just telling you what God hath showed me. So the bulema is eternal, done before the foundation. There was no earth. There was no heaven and earth, nothing. There was just God. And that boule, B-O-U-L-E-I, boule is a council up in heaven. And they counseled Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only three members. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. So that one God does one thing, creates mankind, creates this world, creates everything. And that one God, singular, create. So there's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that's the Trinity, that's three. But they always agree, and there's one thing, let us create man in our own image. So man is the issue here, not the rocks, not the trees, not the ground. He's not talking about that. He made all of that so that you have a perfect place. And the first law he ever gave them, the very first law he ever gave them, was this word. You may freely eat of all the trees of the garden. Is that liberty or is that bondage?
Liberty.
So the first thing he ever said out of his mouth, Genesis 2, verse 16. Genesis 2:16. You may freely eat out of all the trees of the garden. All. It sounds like all. I don't know why that word sounds like all, but it's all. In other words, none excluded. So you could actually you could go over and eat of the tree of life, or you could eat of the tree of death, the forbidden tree. The day you eat thereof, I will surely kill you. He did not say that. The day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. In other words, you're heading for death. So Adam only lived 930 years. Short of 1,000 years, because 1,000 years on earth is just a day with God. So the day you eat of it, 1,000 years. But nobody lived more than 1,000 years. Nobody. Not one person. Methuselah lived the day of the flood. He lived that long till the day of the flood. And so he had the Toledot out of which our Bible was created. That means 10 tablets, 10 stories of Adam and then all the people that lived before him. They all wrote these things down and they added them and put them on the Ark of the Covenant because after his funeral, it started to rain. And they realized, wow, this is a rain and it's coming down poor because God wants to save the 8 people that were on the boat and all the animals 2 by 2. So all the birds, all the creeping things, cows, sheep, all of that, alligators, everything was saved at that point. Baby alligators. So baby dinosaurs.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm just saying? But they had to start out somewhere, and they could be on the boat. It's giraffes and so on. Everything came on 2 by 2. None of us did that. God did that. And they came 2 by 2s. Animals are very smart when they see the wind blowing wrong. When they, you know, they know, hey, everyone's getting killed. I think we better go on that ark thing. And they found the ark. God guided them there. So the only actor in the universe today is God. So I'm on the side of God, not because I'm a pastor. I'm on the side of God because he saved me years ago. I was a sinner like everybody else and like the world is doing today. They are what we call chair number one, openly sinful, openly. I was open, but I didn't share with anybody so that no one could tell on me. And so since I was sneaky, I just did things and no one ever knew that I did it. My parents didn't even know. They had no idea that I lived a double, triple life. And I went all the way through school, got all the way into Yale, and had Harvard scholarship and all these scholarships because a person that grew up in absolute poverty, a lady next door didn't even have a floor in her house. So we lived with Russians, Krizhak. We lived with Czechoslovakians. We lived with Bohemians. We lived with, in other words, ours was the hood. H-O-O-D, bad people. And so we lived on the wrong side of the tracks. And our town, on the other side, had mansions. Actually, the DuPonts had a big home in our particular county. We were the wealthiest county in the United States, but we lived in the hood. You understand what I'm saying? So I grew up in utter poverty. We had a, let's say, a 400-foot two-car garage. We lived in that. That was our house. And because we lived in that, we had three families living there, plus two other families in tents living on our one-acre plot. So we had a pump, and you have to go outside and pump the water. You have to put water down the suckers. And then the water gushed out as you're just pumping with that handle. It just flows out. And it's just like we do here in Texas with oil. It's the same concept. Because of that, we had an outhouse. So you had two little things. And I didn't want to use them because I was afraid of black widow spiders. We had black widows up north. I don't know if you have them down here. But you don't want them to bite you. So our job as a kid, because I knew there were rats out there too, and so on and so forth. To me, they were this big because I was a little kid. So I looked out, they're this big. But they aren't. And if you go back today, there are a mansion on my house. It's a mansion, huge mansion. So it was good to have everything, but I didn't know any better because I was stupid. I was ignorant. I didn't know how the world worked. I didn't know God. I never went to church. I didn't know anything about anything. So when you're grown in that thing, you know who's raping who. You know who's shooting people. You know people are in jail. And I knew all of that. But I just minded my own business, so to speak, and did what I needed to do to survive every day. Now, you didn't grow up that way, and almost none of the black people lived that way. So we lived in utter poverty. And so our little neighborhood wasn't very big, so we knew everything that was going on. We kids, kind of like Our Gang. You ever seen those movies way back in the 30s? We were like that. And we just would know everything. We'd talk about everybody. And they didn't have any keys on their doors. So you could walk into anybody's house. Mrs. Smith, can I have a drink of water? Sure, help yourself. They didn't even see who it was. You just could do it. Because everybody didn't have locks. Because we were poor. And so I'm not saying that to impress you. I'm saying that to say I grew up on the wrong side. And did not grow up knowing God, going to church. I never went to church. But my third father came along, Adolf Hitler. And he said, you're going to go to confirmation. And so I was 11 years old at that time. And it's a two-year program. So you have to be confirmed. Catholics do it, but they only spend a few months. Even Anglicans do it, but only a few months. We had to go for 2 years. And so he was Lutheran, so we were Lutheran, but whatever that meant. But I didn't dare argue with him because he was at least 230 to 250 pounds. And so he said, the day you can take me, you can do what you want. I couldn't take him. I never did. But I'm taller than him now, but didn't take him. He was a football player. And he should have gone into World War II because he was ready, but they didn't call him at the last minute. And so that's why he and Mom got married. Anyway, but eventually, that's the first introduction I had to God at all, Jesus. I didn't know any of them. I didn't know anything about God. I thought, I'm all alone. I'm just taking care of me. And all I wanted to do was be selfish and take care of me. The whole world today is selfish and wants to take care of themselves. They want to be God. They do not want to be a nobody. So I grew up, and the only way out of poverty, the only way out of poverty and slavery to the poverty we were living in, whereas across the street, Ogden Avenue, goes all the way down to Texas. It goes all the way down to the border of Texas. And that Ogden Avenue, also the Burlington Railroad, runs all the way from Illinois all the way down to Texas. So that Burlington Railroad came all the way down here. And so as I was seven, I was here on Galveston. And they had these shotgun houses that if you didn't like the person in there, you just shoot through the window and you get them through the doorway. There was a door in the front and a door in the back, and then you had bedrooms on this side and kitchen and so on this side. And so all the houses were that way. And we slept on the floor because we're kids. Kids don't care where they're sleeping. They're just tired. Just lay down, sleep. So I remember Texas, but the thing that I really remember is along the road all the way down through Arkansas and all these, they had on every post, a fence around your house, they had a watermelon, every one. And for $1, you could buy that watermelon. For $1, you could buy that watermelon. And so since you're to be seen and not heard, we couldn't say anything, but we could look at them. It's like, whoa, we want watermelon. So they bought one. We got that when he got there. So I remember collecting shells in the Galveston Bay. And I remember all that. So now I finally got here as fast as I could. And I like being in Texas because it's warm down here. It's not like it is up north. We have winter 5 months out of the year. Yes. Snow. And it's been that way recently also. So God says, when you see these things, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. God is about to redeem us soon. Now you say, when? I don't know. Nobody knows. You don't know the day or the hour. But I'll tell you what, you're in battle right now, and you need this Exodus story of how do you go from slavery to freedom. And the answer is Jesus. It's not Moses. Moses can't do it. So being tied to the law, as Catholics are, as Jewish people are, as Muslims are, as Hindu people, they're all under a law. We're the only ones under grace. We're the only one under grace. Because of what happened in the Old Testament, and God set them free forever, free and independent. We were free and independent of England. Right here, as a nation, we got free. And we fought for our freedom, and they had to protect their homes. They never attacked England. It was a defense. They read that in the Bible. Everything that made Texas great was everything that was experienced in America, because all those colonies had to gather together and write up their Declaration of Independence, write up their Bill of Rights. They write everything up to say, we want to be free forever. So free and independent is something that you need to work for. Why are you free? What is the purpose of your being free rather than a slave?
Serve God.
Serve God. Know Jesus Christ. And I never knew him when I was a little kid. And I hated it when my third father baptized me at 12 because I didn't want to be a Christian. But I can't fight him, so I just did what I said. But when I went there, I learned a lot of stuff. And it didn't make any sense to me. And I thought, Because I said to my dad, they were teaching about that Noah's Ark thing, and there were two by two. Where were the minnows? Were they in front of the whale, or were they behind the whale? Because I didn't know if they were in a little tub on the boat or if they were in the regular water. And I didn't know if two of them could be there. I didn't know two whales plus all those minnows. I thought that whale could eat them up. So I said that to my dad, and he said, you just have to have faith, because he was a Lutheran. You just have to have faith, which meant to me, don't think. Do not ever ask him a question again. Never. He's gonna spank you, because he's under a law. Germans are under the law. And they knew how to make us behave. And so you get spankings every once in a while, whenever you didn't do your chores or whatever. So I grew up hating him. I hated my other two fathers, but I didn't know I had three. I only know I had two. But the other one was a pervert, and the other one was one-night stand. So that's how I came into the world. And I was a happy child because I didn't know anything. I was stupid. I didn't know what's going on. I just knew all those things, but it didn't mean anything to me. I don't even know what rape means. I don't know what any of that means. So I just know you don't want to be part of that world, right? So now I taught you one word, bulema. Then I taught you another word, thelema. So bulema is what God starts the whole world off. A decree was made, and everything that happens on the earth will be decreed by him. But then thelema means and put into execution by someone on earth. Someone on earth has to do what the bulema announced. These are the rules. Be ye holy as I'm holy. Be ye righteous as I'm righteous. Be you perfect as I'm perfect. How many know that's a little bit hard to achieve for flesh? You'd have to be born again. You'd have to be born again. Because you yourself can only resist God, can be guilty. That's all you can do. The most you can get out of life is guilt. Because you know you're going to go against your conscience. Because your conscience says, don't do that. But as a child, I had no barriers. No one could stop me. My parents never knew what I was up to, what I was doing. And at probably 9 years old, I began riding the train down to Chicago. And it cost a dime. So I'd have to reach up real, get my dime there. And then it's a double decker, so you can get to the top deck and then look at all the mafia, look at everything that's going on between there and the inner city. And so that was fun for a little kid. You just save up your money and put that dime up there. And so, and there's no candy or anything like that, but you can put that dime up there. You can go down. So I memorized everything that I saw. They had a art museum. I memorized all the floors, every painting, every statue, everything. I memorized everything. And then I went to the, they had another thing here, was like industry. It's a big thing, huge. And I could go there and memorize everything. They had pictures of everything and wax figures and so on and so forth. So all the inventions, everything was there. It's just like the big in Washington?
Smithsonian.
Which one?
Smithsonian.
What are you saying?
Smithsonian.
Oh, yeah. It's like that. It's just like that. But so in growing up that way, I had to live by wits. I couldn't live by strength. I was not strong. But I was a gymnast. I knew how to be a gymnast. And I was good at it. And everything you can think of, I did. Even those big things where you have to be way up in the air and all of that, I did all of that. Because I had the strong upper body and skinny little legs. So I could do it. so I could get on the pommel horse. I could do all of that, round and round. So I thought, you know, maybe I could be in the Olympics or something like that. They're good today. I watch them. They're awesome. So I never arrived at that. I knew how to bowl, ping pong, but not football, basketball, and so on and so forth. Those things wore you out. And so, anyway, grew up that way until I had all this schooling. Then I realized, you know what? Being a white-collar mafia or blue-collar mafia, I don't want to go that way. So knowledge is power. Get as much knowledge as you can possibly get. So I was A++, not missing anything because I had a photographic memory. So you say something, I don't have to read a book. I don't have to read a book. You just say something, I can figure it out. I'm just that quick about art or anything it was. I immediately was a champion in that area. And so I realized knowledge is power. You get more knowledge, you get more power. The more big words you know, like existentialism or, you know, all those kind of big things, you get more pay. So I thought, that's how I'll get out of poverty. That's how I'll get out of the slum that I came from. But everybody had broken down homes. They had nothing. So my first house, by the way, was 11 by 17, a one-car garage. And that now is a mansion on that one, too. So when I grew up, I remember actually right across the street when I was 1 year old, maybe two, I don't know when Mom moved. I remember there was a graveyard over there. I can still picture it to this day. And I remember looking at all that. So I don't know what age I was. But I remember that, and it's still there. It's still there to this day. So, because I don't think Peg ever saw it. Did you see it? No. But anyway, so, and in that bed, in that little 17 by 11 house, which was just one room, you had a bed. You had a little table, little bitty table, and a chair, and I was born on that table. No doctor, nobody. Just my grandmother was the midwife, and so she helped me come into the world. But she wanted me dead, and that's why she recommended abort this baby. Otherwise, you don't have any future. How many know that when you grow up with no future, you don't have anywhere to go? What can you do? You don't have any skills, you don't have any money, you don't have anything. You can steal. That's about it. I love stealing. I was good at it. I was good at lying. I was good at, you know, doing what was wrong, but I didn't have any guilt. I had no guilt at all because everybody was like me. Everybody in the whole neighborhood. And so it's vivid to me. It's not, I don't even think about it, but I can relive it because I lived that. And you want to get out of poverty and you want to be making something out of yourself. And we called it a hill of beans. I'd like to amount to a hill of beans. I don't know even what that meant, but I knew that I'm not going to get there. I don't have any ways to get out of where I am. But when I went to Yale and all of those super things that you went to, I was perfect student. I stopped lying, stopped cheating. I stopped all of that. And I came to Texas, and that's where I met Jesus. First time, fell in love with Jesus. 50 years ago, we moved here, and 49 years, actually the end of the first year we were here. After Christmas, we went to Connecticut, and I was born again. I knew that I loved Jesus, and Jesus loved me. I had head knowledge. I had a lot of head knowledge, but nothing in my heart. That day, I had a heart for the first time. Jesus loves me, and it changed my life, Raul. Changed my life. And I realized, wow, I've never been a Christian. I didn't want to be a Christian. They're hypocrites and liars. I don't want to be them. But God fooled me and took me there, and, you know, I got born again. Just like Raul, that's how we met. It's powerful. He's still here. Now he's Pastor Raul. That's awesome. Mrs. Pastor, awesome. And so on. So God is good, right? So all that the enemy plans will never happen. Did you know that the enemy never wins? That is, Satan's people. Satan's people never win. They always lose. And did you know God is the only one that tells the truth? Let God be true, and every man a liar. So every man is a liar. I was. I knew how to do it. I was really good at it. And you could catch me at anything, and I could justify whatever I said. Whatever I said, I know. Because I can't stay where I am. I don't want to stay in darkness. I want to be somebody. Now I'm a pastor. Pastors don't make any money. Very little. Now if you have a big church, but I'm not having a big church, and I don't want a big church because it's just big problems. And so I believe all the churches today are man-made. And I believe that they don't tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And so I can do what I want to here because we're under the radar. In other words, nobody would think we have anything because we don't. We only have what comes in by an offering. It doesn't come by, you know, having a band here or whatever. We don't have that kind of money. And so I don't want it. I'll turn down anything that's offered me. People have offered to buy a church for me. I don't want it. I don't want to be your, you know, in debt to you. I owe everything to God. Amen. So I'm not going to do it. So it doesn't bother me at all that one person shows up. So wonderful. I'll get a time to convert that person to Jesus Christ. Why? Because my whole life is Jesus, but Jesus, that's all, Jesus. I don't have two agendas, just one. So we'll let you know how important that is in your life. And that changed your life forever. And so your children grow up knowing nothing but Jesus, really. They don't know anything else. But you don't want to be part of the world. I'll tell you, this world is already passing away. Right? The darkness is no longer us. And when you grow in thelema, remember I said, in eternity, he gathered together, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They turned together and decreed, this is the way the world will be. And then right away, what happened? Adam and Eve. And they sinned. Isn't that funny? Right away, what God had planned, plan A, didn't work. Nobody wanted to be his servant and be like God. They wanted to be God. So Adam and Eve, right away. And that is still with you. You have that in you, the same resistance to God's will. Everybody that's just born into this world is going to have resisting what God says. But I'm telling you what, you're wrong. And the way we raised our children was they all know Jesus. And all the grandchildren know Jesus. And it's amazing. But I don't deserve any of that. All that happened because I married Peggy. That's all that happened to me. Married way above my, you know, my grade. So I'm happy for everything I get because I didn't have anything. I came up into the world with nothing, and I'm going out of the world with nothing. Leave it all to the kids and to the church and whatever. So I'm not at all complaining because I've had a blessed life, but I owe all to Jesus. He just reversed it. And then all the people that inhabited the land, they're gone. And all the free people are remaining. You will always remain. If you endure to the end, you will not only be saved, you'll flourish. So hang on. Remember these people in Book of Revelation said this, how long, O Lord? And he said, just be patient. Just be patient. You see, that's easy for God because he has everything going well in heaven. But he doesn't, you know, he has probably super, Technicolor or something like that up there. And he's awesome. Because all he has to do is speak it and there it is. He doesn't even have to do anything. But when he made this Bou Lema, Boulema, that can never be changed. And I call that sovereign will. His sovereign will, you cannot destroy. You cannot destroy. Because he's the only actor in the universe. He's the only one. There isn't two gods. There isn't 15 gods. There isn't any other way. There's only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, everything. Because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the only way it is. So every other religion will perish. I don't feel sorry for them. It's just the problem is that we, the church, are lukewarm rather than hot. That's the only problem. Because unless you believe only by faith, sola fide, faith alone, only by grace, grazia, grazia, sola grazia. Yeah, grace means he favors you. Grace means he blesses you without you even asking him. He just blesses you because you found favor with God. And it's kara or charis in the Bible. So our first child is named kara, K-H-A-R-A. And we just made that up. We just sat on the bed and said, God, we don't know what to call the baby. What should we call him? We didn't have anything, so I'm just reading through it, and it just came into me, Kara. Because I didn't know anybody that was named Kara.
That's precious.
And after she was born, other people began naming their kids up in New York. They began to name their own kids Kara. And so probably it's common today, but it wasn't then. And because I'm not afraid to be alone, I like being a loner. Because when you're a loner, you don't have to tell everything. But with God, I tell everything to God. I confess every sin I've ever made. And he just shows them to me. I confess them. And I don't want to be that. And I pray every day. God, I want to be everything you want me to be. I don't mind being killed. I don't mind. I'm unafraid. Are you unafraid, Raul?
Amen.
See, unafraid means this world is not my home. I have a home that's never going to stop. It's up in heaven. So thelema is what happens on the earth. T-H-E-L-E-M-A. So thelema is what we do down here. Execute whatever he willed. So his sovereign will in heaven is also then followed by his desired will on earth. And you'd have to be not selfish to be part of that. You'd have to be someone that loved the neighbor as you love yourself or as God has loved you. You'd have to have that kind of relationship, and I do. So I don't really care about my life. I'm ready to die for anybody. You're worth it. Everybody is worth it. I start with Peggy, and then it goes to the kids, and so on and so forth, church. But we can reach out anywhere in the world. And I'm at home anywhere in the world, wherever I go. Among the pygmies, I don't care where I go, I'm at home. And they love to hear the message of Jesus and his love. The whole world could be that way and will be that way. So, I will never die. Even if I'm dead today, somebody shoots me, I'm still be in heaven. Because when somebody dies, I always say these words. According to the fact that they had faith in Jesus Christ, they're alive. Because they died biologically. They died intellectually. They died in so many things this world has to offer. I'm not part of the world. I'm not part of this world. I'm part of heaven. And I'm going home. And so you can't take that away from me. How many know you can't take that away from me? You can't. Because I have faith in God. I don't have faith in myself. I have no faith in myself. I'm completely an ignorant person before God. So his two wills, up in heaven, Boulemai. Boulemai. Or Boulema. And on earth, Thelemi. So Thel. M. Same thing. So because of that, someone has to execute it on earth. Jesus did it.
Spell it.
Thelema. T-H-E-L-E-M-A. 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 So come in.
Is it like Thelma?
Huh?
Is it almost like Thelma?
Thelma?
It's almost like Thelma.
Well, it has an E in it. Thelema.
Thelema.
L-E-M-A. So...
the first one?
The first one?
Yeah.
Oh, boo. B-O-U. Lema. L-E-M-A. So, God totally controls the world by those two. And if you think he's going to fail, you're completely wrong. He'll never fail. Because he's the only actor in the universe. Yeah. And whatever you have, it's a gift of God. Whatever you have, it's a gift of God. You have a good mind? God gave you that. You have good skills? God gave you that. God gave you all the wealth you have. And he wants to do it in heaven and complete what we started here. So the reason for the first bulema in heaven eternally, before the foundation of the world, before there was a world, before that, that one you cannot change. That one is sovereign. That means all sovereignty dwells with him. And now he's shared that with us. You have that sovereignty. Do you know everybody in Texas is sovereign? Everybody in Texas. We the people. Just like in America. Every citizen has value equal to anybody else. All men are created equal. Jefferson wrote those things. Because of that, everything is going our way. And America was the greatest nation on earth while Trump was in presidency. Now, we don't know. Everything is up in the air. No, it's not. Because of the bulema. When the bulema says, this is what he desires, this is what he intends, this is what he purposes, this is what he, in a council, decided, let's have this, and men will someday serve me on earth as it is in heaven. So that's going to happen, even though the enemy is there taking us over. They're not American. They'll be part of China. They'll be part of Iran. They'll be part of, you know, the LGPD, whatever it's called. Whatever that is. Silly stuff. Because all of those things are now trying to find an escape so you can be God on the earth. But you're not being God. You'll actually go into darkness. None of those will survive. All of those. Unless you pray for them. If you pray for them, but you'd have to be hot. You'd have to have no other life but Jesus. So all the children today are brainwashed. I don't care where you send them to school. It can be a Christian school. They're going to get some kind of man-made religion. Man-made ideas. So I'm not saying there aren't Christians. I'm just simply saying they don't have the solidity that God wants in Thelema. Thelema actually executes, implements everything the bulema desired and decreed from the foundation of the world. No, before that. So, what's eternal? It's going to be the way it is on earth. If you believe in only God as your God, that's going all the way, then you will love your neighbor as yourself. And there'll be peace on earth, goodwill toward men. So, why I'm reading Exodus is because it's the perfect one to read. Because it's full of law. But law makes nothing on earth perfect. So Moses can't save you. You can do everything he says. It's not acceptable. Because you can't do good works. And the Jewish people found that out. And you can't stop doing bad things. They found that out too. You cannot do anything apart from God. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now you are nothing. So everybody, Jewish, is nothing. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was on the earth, he said, your house is desolate. In other words, you're no longer God's people. I'm going to raise up another people. We're that other people. So because of that, now we have been blessed by God right here. And Texas, among all the states in the union, Texas is the most powerful. We have more economies going for us, and we could buy other states even. So no matter how much they bankrupt America, Texas will survive. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why I'm here. And I want to be exactly where God is. You know, where would I else go? To Utah or California or New York? Or I don't want to be there. That's where you make money. They're all into making money. You either worship God or mammon. If you want a reputation, you want to be great in this world, you can do it. Anybody can do it. But then you're playing like you're God. You're not really anything. Don't ever try to be something you're not. Just be a sinner. Be guilty. Every day. And I'll tell you what, even if Jesus came back today, and he's not going to, you don't have a new soul or a new walk or a new life. You don't have that. The minute he comes back, you'll have all three of those. Spirit, soul, body. This. That's the atonement. So what Jesus did for you paid for all that. Jesus paid for all of that. He forgave you when you were a sinner, while you were a sinner. He forgave you. Then he lived inside of you, took away all your sins. So a young person today, we were praying yesterday about a young person through very powerful family, loved Jesus with all their heart and so on and so forth. So this young person is probably 19, 20, somewhere in there. And he fell into sin. And now he doesn't know how to get rid of it. So they asked us to pray for that boy because he was raised as a real Christian, serious Christian. But that's lost. So you have to pray for people now because they're dropping like flies out there. Right? Because it's hard. You're tempted by everything today. Everything is pornography. Everything is evil. Everything is wretched. You cannot live that way. God wants you to live the way you don't want to live. How many know everything you have today is something you didn't want? I didn't want to know only Jesus. I wanted to be friends with people. Or whatever. Yeah, well, just be a servant. So apart from me, you can do nothing. So you are nothing, and you have nothing, and you'll never be anything. Do not try to be something you're not. Now, Abraham asked the name in the third chapter of Exodus, which we just read. And he said, who do I say that you are? He said, I am that I am. What? Oh, what name do I use? I am. Oh, I am. Did you know he is the first am in the whole world? God. Because he am. And life is in himself. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They don't need life because they have life. They are life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus said. So the Holy Spirit now is the one that's guiding you into being a child of the living God. So I want you to know you're in a battle against the whole world. I don't think it's going to happen except right here in Texas. This is my own view. I can be wrong. But I believe that if Texas lets the church go free of itself, so you don't get an exemption, you get a total, what they call, immunity. You have a constitutional immunity to be only unto God and not to be anything man wants you to be. Wow. Wouldn't that be amazing? If I did that, if I was able to do that, I've already written another letter, you'd change the whole world forever. Because they would say, wow, if Texas did it, we could do it. I can go all over the world, and if you're from Texas, they notice that. You know, it's better than Chicago. It's better. So they notice that. Wow, you're from Texas? Wow. Do you have Indians? Yeah, we have everything. Because we're kind of the, you know, whatever religion you have, ideology you have, philosophy you have, we welcome everybody. Everybody is free to live under God. But if you don't have a religious and moral nation, you have no nation at all. You have to only build this out of religious people. They can be Christian, they can be Buddhist, they can be Hindu. They're welcome. They're valuable to God, but you need to pray for them. And you need to pray that they be saved. 1 Timothy 2:1-5 tells you the whole story. You can read the whole thing. That whole thing is so powerful. So that he was saying, as Christians, pray for their salvation. Don't pray that they'll be rich. Don't pray that they'll be, you know, blessed on the other side. No, pray for their salvation. That's powerful. Timothy understood that, and Paul was telling him that. That unless you can be against, not like any other state, not like any other city, not like any other place, you need to be dedicated to Jesus Christ. Here's a state that says not only one nation under God, we're one state under God. But we're not. I know we're not. And I've written a whole letter to prove that. So it's 52 pages, like 52 weeks in a year. So 52 pages. It's not enough for this guy. He can read it. And I have accused him of everything. Pull no punches because I love this guy. I've never met him. I just love him. I don't have to meet him.
Did you write that to the governor?
No, actually, I wrote it.
You went?
Just myself.
No, did you write it to give to the governor? The letter?
Who is the letter for?
Oh, it's for the Tarrant Appraisal District.
Oh, okay.
Tarrant County. And so I've done it for 24 years. So he has all my letters. That's called the paper trail.
Okay. Yeah.
So since he doesn't even know who I am,